Hallelujah. Let's praise him tonight, church. We're in no hurry. We're in no hurry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We have been preaching the last few weeks about the glory of God. We have been preaching about show me your glory. Tonight we are going to experience his glory. He is going to show us how his glory functions. He's going to show us the power of his glory. We are experiencing the presence of his glory. We started off the series speaking on stepping in or show me your glory. You can stand up, you can be seated, however you want. I'm not going to preach long, and we're going to go right back into worshiping God. I believe that God is looking to do something in the miraculous tonight. I believe that God is looking to change the hearts and the lives of men and women that are in this place tonight. You may think that we've totally gone crazy and we've totally gone bonkers. Well, you are absolutely right. We are totally crazy and totally bonkers for the glory and the power of the Holy Ghost, the glory and the power of an almighty God that changes lives. I believe if you are here tonight and you are looking for a life change, all you have to do is step out into the water. You need to step out in. You've got to understand that as we look at the glory of God, we desire to see his glory. We desire to feel his glory. And you may ask tonight, Pastor, how do I get there? How do we get there? I'm not looking to just get to the glory of God just on a once and a lifetime experience. I'm not looking to have the glory of God manifest in this place once every 6 months. I want the glory of God to reside into this place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop, until he returns and takes his glory out of here with him. That is the desire that I have. That is what I want to see, and it's not going to happen if we don't chase after it. It's not going to happen if we don't pursue after it. So tonight, we are going to pursue. We are going to chase. We are going to hunt down. We are going to bring down the glory of an almighty God tonight. Moses, as he stood on the mountain in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, he asked God to show me your glory. How do we get to that point? How do we find the glory of God? What does God desire to do? Well, you have to understand one thing. God desires to manifest his glory in every one of us. Every one of us, he desires to manifest his glory. You've got to understand about the glory of God. When you look at the glory of God, when it came down, the glory is synonymous with his presence. Where God is, his glory is. If God is in this place, his glory is in this place. If God is living inside of you and me in the power of the Holy Ghost, he has a presence. He has a glory. All we have to do is allow him to utilize it. He desires. We sang tonight about a river And that river of living water, that river is where the glory of God flows. Some of us just like to sing about it. Some of us just like to clap about it. But listen to me tonight. God is calling us. God is calling us into this river. He's calling us into the deep. He wants us to get out from where we are. He wants us to get out of our comfort zone. He wants us to get out from the pew that we've been sitting in so comfortably so many years. And he wants us to dance our way down to an altar and dance our way down and say, I want a glory. I want to feel the glory. There's an old saying the old timers used to do. I want to sit under the spout where the glory comes out. Listen, Moses had to go up on the top of a mountain for God to show him the glory. God didn't take all of Israel on that trip. Joshua went with Moses. Joshua went part way up the mountain. And Moses says, you stop here where I'm going. You can't go. I'm going. I'm going to tap in to the glory of the Almighty God. And when he came off of that mountain, his glory affected every one of those people that saw him. Nobody can get your glory for you. If you want your glory, you got to get it yourself. We need to get hungry for the deep. We need to get desperate for the deep. We need to get jealous for the presence of an almighty God. We need to hunger for his glory. Tonight, it's all about the river. It's all about the water. It's all about the glory. It's all about the presence of an almighty God. I'm not here to just preach about the glory. We did not just preach last week about the glory of the latter house to get all excited for just a day or two. We preached on the glory so we could get hungry. We could start to develop an appetite. And when you start to develop an appetite for the things of God, for the glory of God and the presence of God, God shows up. I want to make us hungry for the glory of God. I want to get you all stirred up, not just to whip up your emotions, but I want you to get all stirred up for the glory of God. We need to get desperate for the glory. If we're not hungry for the glory, if we're not stirred for the glory, we'll never get it. That's why you can sit here tonight and the person next to you can receive a healing and can receive a miracle and they can receive something from God and you sit there and get absolutely nothing because they are hungry and they are thirsty. They are seeking after something. They are desiring and longing for something. And listen, church, we need the glory of God. Yeah. Understand the glory. The power, we sang of that tonight, the power is in the glory. The power is in the glory. The power is in the presence. The power is in the presence. And the glory and the presence is in the river. It's in the river. You've got to step in to the water. Now when we look at the river, when we look at the river, let's just look at water for a minute. So many of us, for such a long time, we have been living in the shadows of the river. Listen to me. You're not going to like what I've got to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. God is saying, I want you to get out of the shallow part of the river. I want you to step in. I want you to get out of the ankle-deep water. There are several things. When you look at the shallow water is a shallow spiritual water. It's only so deep, and the level of God and the understanding of his glory only go so deep. We need to get out of the shallow water, because when we are in the shallow water, there's all kinds of dead, there's all kinds of dough, there's all kinds of junk and all kinds of scum in the shallow water. And God is saying, I want you to get out of the shallow water. I want you to get out into the deep water. I want you to get out where the big fish are. There's nothing around here but pond scum, and there's nothing around here but little tiny minnows. And I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out tonight to get into the deep. You go down to Lake Wabisa by the Green Lantern restaurant. at supper time. I've docked my boat there many times over the past years, and they've got a long dock that goes way out into the deeper water. And when you dock way out in the deeper water, there's no weeds out there. It's, you can look down and you can see into the depth, and there's big fish that you can see swimming by. And you walk on that long dock, it seems to be a good half a mile long, and the closer you get, the shallower the water gets, and the stinkier the water gets, and you get around, and there's all kinds of dead stuff. There's all kinds of carp floating with their eyeballs rotted out, and there's flies all over it, and God is saying, that's the kind of water you've been trying to live in. That's the kind of water you've been trying to swim in. That's the kind of water you've been trying to belly up in, and I'm calling you out. I want you to get out of the shallow water, and I want you to get out into the deep. We go to the beach and we love to lay around in the shallow water. We'll lay in the water and people will come by, and we like to lay there and we'll stick our head up and we'll be in water just deep enough so that everything's covered but our head's sticking up. But the bottom line is we're still in stinky, old stinky, rotten, dirty, all kinds of slime and sludge, shallow water, and we're faking ourselves out. We want everybody else to believe that we've got all of this depth to us, and we're laying on our bellies in water that's barely a deep enough to cover from our ankle to our knee. And God is saying, come on, church, you can do better than that. Get off your belly. Get out into the water. When you're in shallow water, you're only a step away from land, and that's comfort to so many of us. We're taking tonight, and I'm believing God that we are going to begin as a church. We are starting a journey, and this journey is going to end at the rapture, and the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Almighty God is going to come into this place, and we are going to get ourselves out of the shallow, and we're going to get out. When you're in the shallow water, it doesn't take much faith. You don't have to have faith in the shallow water. We're creatures on land. We were born on the land, Brother Hawk. We were designed to live on land. When you're in water that's only ankle deep, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith. But when you get out and the water gets deeper and it starts to move around you, it takes a little bit more faith. And God is saying, get out of the shallow water. But some of us, we're not willing to get out. Some of us say, I'm going to get out of the shallow. I'm going to move out. And we get out into the water and it's only knee deep, and we're comfortable in the water that's knee deep, and we walk around in the water. We splash around in it. We can maybe dog paddle in it just a little bit, but God's saying, come on out. Come on out. Come on further, church. Come on out. Come on out. Don't stay in the knee-deep water. You see, there's all kinds of problems in the knee-deep water, and God is saying, I want you to come on out, and we keep walking on out, and we keep walking on out, and pretty soon the water gets up to our chest. It's deep enough we can swim. But we still control. We're still in control. We're controlling the water. Maybe you get out there, and I've been out before when I was afraid to swim, and I was scared to death of the water, and I'd get out so far, and I'd pretend like I was swimming. I'd stretch that toe to make sure I could feel that there was something solid underneath me. We've all been there. We sit there in church, service after service, and God is saying, step out in faith. Step out in faith. Come on out. And we're saying, but God, I want to feel. I can't. I'm not quite comfortable. And we're trying to hold on. We're trying to hold on to what's holding us back. And we live our whole lives, and we never experience the breakthrough that God wants us to experience because we are afraid. When we look and we go and we get past and we move a little bit further out and we get further and further out into the water, and it begins to get deeper and it begins to get deeper, and we're past our waist and we begin to feel something that's a little bit different. We can start to feel the current of His glory as it begins to move us about just a little bit. But we keep on waiting. Keep on waiting, brother. Keep on waiting, sister. Have no fear. The glory is just two or three steps away. Now here we are, where most of us, we want to take and stop, and we're okay to stop right here in chest deep water. We can feel the sand as it sifts through our toes, and we are in control. But God is saying just a few more steps, Calvary Gospel Church. You're on the verge of stepping in to something that you have no idea what is in store for you. You are on the verge of stepping in to where the glory, you're in the verge of stepping in to where the power, you're in the verge of stepping in to a presence that you have never experienced or felt before. We need to keep, we need to stop holding on to that level of comfort, that level of spiritual security. Some of us have been stuck in 101 all of our Christian lives. Some of us have been stuck in 201. Some of us in 301. And God is saying, I want you to get out. I want you to experience what I have for you. I want you to experience my glory and my power and my presence to the fullest extent. We need to be totally saturated by the water. We need to be totally saturated by His glory, His presence totally surrounding us. It needs to permeate us. It needs to saturate us. It needs to cover everything that we do. He's calling His church into the water. He's saying, step in, step in, step in. In to my glory. Everything He does comes out of the river. The river is where His glory flows. Everything God is going to do will come out of the river of His glory. You need a healing tonight, then soak in the river of His glory. That's where the miracles are. That's where the blind see. That's where the deaf hear. That's where the mute speak. That's where the broken hearts mend. That's where diseases are washed away. That's where alcoholism is destroyed. That's where pornography is destroyed. That's where all of the things that come against you is destroyed. It's destroyed by the power of the river. So far this year, we've had, I think, four people filled with the Holy Ghost. And I've been praying, God, this isn't starting off to a great year. And as I began this message, as God began to speak to me, He began to speak to me and said, listen, if you're looking for a harvest of souls, if you're looking for a harvest of souls, stay in the river. Stay in the river. Follow me on this line. Get into the water, church. Soak in His glory. Marinate in His presence. Because the harvest is in the river. It's just not one fish. It's just not two fish. There's fish all over. There's fish, an abundance of fish. There's fish upstream. There's fish downstream. Everywhere you go in the river, there's fish. We need to stay in the river because the harvest is in the river. You're in bondage tonight. Jump in the river. Jump in. Jump in. Make a big splash. Don't teetotal in. Jump in. Make a big splash. Need a financial miracle. Dive in. Dive in. Dive in. So many times we just go there. God, I need a healing. I'm just going to go, God, I need a healing. And we go like this. God, I need a healing. God, I need a healing, Lord. And we just stick our toe in just a little bit. And we want to see what God's going to do. And God's saying, listen, when you look at this water, honey, when you look at this water, it's not just toe deep. When you fall into this water, it's over your head. You'll drown in this water. There's miracles. There's healings. There's all kinds of things. Just cannonball right into it. Tonight, the water is deep. And we need to jump into His presence. Some of us, it's been a long time since we've taken the plunge into the water. You see, there's forgiveness in the river. You're struggling with repentance. You're struggling with some sort of a sin that's just been just smacking you all over the plate. Listen, there's forgiveness. There's repentance in the water. When we encounter the glory of the living God, the glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the healer, is manifest. We are set free from sickness, disease, sin, and bondage. All God calls us to do is to go deep. He's saying, go deep, church. Go deep into the glory. Go deep into the river of his presence. The power is in the river. In the river is everything. God is calling us tonight to get into the river. He's calling you to desire that place more than any place, more than any place, anything else. He's saying, listen, church, you've got a desire getting into my presence. You've got a desire my glory more than you desire anything else. Yes. We've got a hunger. The Bible says we need to hunger and thirst after righteousness. We need to hunger and thirst after his presence. He will be there. The more that we seek his face, the deeper we dive into the depths of his presence, and the more he pours out over us, church. I believe that God's glory is manifesting itself on the earth and in the lives of people who are hungry for a fresh, powerful wave of God's glory in their lives. I believe that saints and sinners and whosoever will come into the glory of the Lord and see Jesus Christ as they've never seen him before. Philippians 3:10 tells us, listen, when you know him and when you are obsessed with this one thing, that you would know him, you will know the power of his resurrection. You will know the power of his resurrection, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It will just happen. It will just happen. You'd manifest the power of God everywhere you go, because God says, listen, I'm going to trust you, church. That's why I gave you this power. That's why I gave you this authority. God is calling us into the river. He's saying, jump in. Jump in. Jump in. Jump in. God is calling us. You may ask tonight, where is this water? Where does this come from? What's the source of the river? The river flows through the throne of heaven. It's from God's throne room, and that's where his presence dwells. If you want to experience the river, we must first position ourselves before the throne. We need to position ourselves before the one who is life. We need the one who is the anointing. Get into the glory of God. We need to have a relationship. We need to get to know him. This is what God has been challenging me on. He says, Roy, you need to know me far above your daily devotional time. You need to know me far above your average prayer times or ministry obligations. I am developing, and I pray you develop a hunger for him that above all else, it's saying, Lord, even if I never see or experience your power, it's okay. I just want to be in your presence. God is calling us into his glory. He desires for us to be filled with his power and surrounded by his glory. He's calling us to know him, to soak and to saturate in the river of his awesome glory. Much too often we seek after other things, and yet the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So God is asking us to seek him. He's saying, seek my face, seek my presence, seek my glory. But so sad to say, so many times, so many of us, we just walk on by. We never experience the glory. We walk with him, we talk with him, but we never become intimate with Jesus Christ. It's about knowing the glory of the Lord in such a way that his presence, when it's around us, it's thick. We can feel it. It's thick. It's rich. It has weight to it. When the psalmist says it's sweeter than the honeycomb, it's not like water that quickly flows over, but his presence, when it gets on you, there's some weight to it. There's some mass to it. It sticks to you. The Hebrew word using for glory is kabod, the weighty glory of the Lord. It's about wanting his glory more than anything else. And wanting to be with Jesus for the glory of the Lord is his manifest presence. It's a Hebrew word. It means to literally, it means weightiness or substance. There needs to be a weightiness, a density. His splendor is weighty and awesome. Church, we have to want his presence. We have to want his glory more than anything else. We have to eat, sleep, and breathe and live on Jesus Christ. His glory, understand now, think, his glory is not the same as vision. So many times, I love vision. We have our vision statement. We need vision. But sometimes I think that we feel as long as we have vision, we can keep going. But I believe, church, that there's a danger in that. The only way I desire to keep going is to truly live on the glory and the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. We cannot just live on vision. We cannot just live on miracles. We cannot just live, understand me, on demonstrations of his power. We can't just live on daily devotion, nor words of prophecy, or nothing else. We have to have a desperation. We have to have a desperation. We have to hunger. We have to thirst. Our spiritual hunger, our spiritual appetite has to direct our lives. And right here, right now, we've got to take and we've got to feast on the glory of the Shekinah glory of God. So many times, Brother Pat, we're content to come to church and have a little hors d'oeuvre and say I had a little bit of the presence of God. And God is saying, come on, church. I got a whole smorgasbord of glory. Why are you sitting there just eating a little tiny meatball or a little tiny barbecue weenie when I got a whole smorgasbord laid out of my glory? Feast, church. Feast. And we wade in just a little bit, and we get just a little bit, and we feed just a little bit, and our tummies are full, and we're going to go home. The problem is that we're chicken to go any further. We're afraid. We're afraid of what it's going to cost us. As I was preparing for this message this afternoon, I was getting to the closing. I had the message pretty well laid out. And I began to pray about a closing for this. And when we look at the transformation, the transforming power of God, his glory is transforming. His glory is transforming. You cannot experience the glory of God and it not transform you. You can't. Everything his glory touches, it changes. I began to pray. I said, Lord, we've had four people follow me here. We've had four people get the Holy Ghost. Lord, I'm afraid. I don't know what's wrong. I've been preaching on your glory. I've been doing my best. And God says, listen, just keep going where you're going. It may cost a little short term, but when my church gets to where my church needs to be and the Shekinah glory of the Almighty God, it's going to change. It's going to change. There's going to be a change come over this place. When you look at the word Shekinah, the word Shekinah in the Hebrew refers to the manifest presence of God. His presence is among his people. When King Solomon had finished building the temple and the presence of God came into it so powerfully, 1 Kings 8:11, Brother Phil referenced this morning, that the power of God was so strong that the priest couldn't minister. When the Shekinah glory of God is in a place, hear me now. When the Shekinah glory of God is in a place, every sinner is changed instantly. 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 And as I began to pray, God brought back a a dream that he had given me some 10 plus years ago. And in that dream, I saw some amazing, incredible things that God was doing here at Calvary Gospel Church. I saw the building. There was lines and lines of people waiting out. It was in the nighttime. And the lights, just the fluorescent lights were on in here. There was no other lights on. And Sister Vicky was playing the keyboard. And there was a few members scattered around in the sanctuary. I remember Sister Jane Braisman was out there. And I didn't recognize another face in the crowd. And I didn't have to really preach. The music started slowly and softly. It was no, just like the day of Pentecost, they were all in one mind and one accord, and people jumping and shouting, trying to take and praise and worship God. There's nothing wrong with that, church. We need to praise Him. We need to praise Him with all we have. But there's a point where God says, I want you to get through the praise. I want you to get through the outer door of the temple. I want you to get in to where my Shekinah glory is fallen. And when the Shekinah glory falls, it changes everything. Everything changes. And I didn't understand in that dream, Dad, because nobody was praying for people at the altar. There was nobody going through and laying hands on people. And as the power of the Holy Ghost fell, it swept across this facility from the front to the back. And people just began to weep and cry and repent. And the power of the Holy Ghost came. And they were speaking in tongues by the hundreds. But cause that, Brother Pat, the Shekinah glory of the Almighty God. It's on its way, folks. It's on its way. We don't have much time left. I believe we don't have much time. We're going to dig into this thing. We're going to dig into it. You may say, I'm tired of hearing about the glory of God. Then you're going to hate heaven. Go out and have a beer and go to hell. Just do what you got to do. But listen, if you want the power of the Holy Ghost and the Shekinah power of the Almighty God to dwell in you physically, then this is the place. Get under the spout where the glory comes out. For musicians can come. The supernatural, I believe, the supernatural, things that we look at now and we look at and we can only dream of, the supernatural, I believe, is going to become a natural and a real, a common, everyday occurrence here at Calvary Gospel Church. Everywhere we go, everywhere we see, everybody we see, everything we do, Jesus is going to be manifest. The glory is going to change the spiritual climate in our city. It's going to change the spiritual climate in our county. It's going to change the spiritual climate in our country. We need to get into the river of God's glory. When you pray, don't pray for a healing. Pray for the glory of the Lord to come down. Lift your hands up tonight and pray for His glory. Pray for His glory. Some people just want the preacher. They expect the preacher to preach down the glory. Listen, I can't wave my hands and jump and shout and bring down the glory of God. It comes down through individuals that begin to lift their hands. They begin to fall on their faces in repentance. And the power of the glory of God begins to come into the place. And when it comes in, it changes everything. At the conclusion of my dream, before I went public with this, I asked the pastor and I shared it with him and I shared it with the church some years ago. Before I shared it, I asked God something. I said, God, I have a question for you. Everything that I saw in that dream, can you do it? Can you do it? And God spoke to me just as plain as He's speaking. I'm speaking to you tonight. He said, Roy, everything you saw, I can and will do. I was excited, to say the least, Brother Phil. My heart jumped. And God says, but hold a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. How bad do you want it? I said, God, I want it bad. I want it so bad. I'll sacrifice whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. That's when God says, what price are you going to put on it? What are you personally willing to give up to see the glory of God manifest itself to where that when people come into this place, there's no singing, there's no preaching. The power of the Holy Ghost just falls and they are healed and they are filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We've gone from a very emotional high tonight of dancing and worshiping and praising. But we're about to move in from the outer court of praise. And we're about to move in to the holiest of holies. We're about to move in out of that outer court into that inner court. And this is where you fall on your face before an almighty God. And you begin to cry out and you begin to weep and you begin to say, God, show me your glory. Let's lift our hands, church. If we need to fall on our faces before Him, then we fall on our faces before Him in humble humility. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy. He is worthy. If you're here tonight and you're broken and you need amending, the Shekinah glory of God is in this place. He can come in. He can touch you. He can change you. You can change. Be changed in an instant. Let's sing our praise team. If you can sing and usher us into a deep-seated worship of the Almighty God. Let's worship Him, church. Let's worship Him. We're usually not out for almost another hour. We've got 55 minutes before the CIP has to leave. Let's get on our faces. Let's begin to cry out. Let's begin to seek after the face of God.